tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com. Can anybody tell me what is happening in Brooklyn? I am so serious. That doesn't feel toxic to you? Is it just me? Or does it feel broken? Like, not quite broken? You know when you see, like, a crack in the glass and you're like, that? Like, I can't put wine in that. This is going to be a bad night if I try to put some Pinot in that. So, Nets GM, Sean Marks, just gave an interview to the press. Exit interview of the season. And boy, oh boy, does it feel like they are at a crossroads. Truthfully. I don't think I've ever seen an end-of-season interview like this, maybe ever. I guess maybe Steven Silas, but that was a different thing. That was just, like, pitiful, we suck, I don't know how we get out of this hole, like, someone help us. This is like, yo, hard decisions coming down, you know they're hard, we know they're hard, and we know you're going to probably have to make the wrong decision because you have no other options. He talked about a few things that I wanted to point out. Because if you're not on SNY.TV on the Twitter feed, you might have missed him and his accent going off about the state of affairs with the Nets. First and foremost, question time. Hey, Sean, are the Nets committed to Kyrie Irving long term? Chirp, 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 chirp. According to Sean Marks, does not appear that the answer is an overwhelming yes. The answer is, we'll see. We'll see. Here is what Sean Marks had to say from his own mouth.
100%. We have to factor all of that in. You know, when you're, honestly, where we are, when you're giving somebody a minimum contract and it doesn't pan out, it still factors in to how you're building a roster and how much tax you're paying and so forth. So certainly when you're looking at players that are making $30 or $40 million, or potentially making that, you have to factor in everything, and that's the hard part of the business, right? We can all see what they can do on the court. It's one thing when you're evaluating players, whether it's at the college level or at the pros, like, what makes them tick? What goes into you know what drives them? Do they want to be part of this? You know, are they motivated by something that maybe the you know, there's not good for the whole team here. So those are questions we're going to have to ask ourselves and also ask the players that we want to bring back in here.
How 48 seconds, folks, said a lot. First and foremost, a lot of obfuscation, big words. Just ducking and dodging out of the way with saying yes. As long as Kyrie wants to be here, we want Kyrie to be here. Did not say that, did he? He also made sure to point out, we're looking for guys that want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, not just in the world, Kyrie, within this basketball organization. This is very specific. We're not talking about you getting on Zoom calls with Cynthia Nixon. We're talking about this Nets organization right here, okay? Play team basketball and be available. And be available. Here's another little clip that was definitely not supposed to be about Kyrie, but it was.
The culture is always going to change and tweak as to who comes in here. Did we take a step back? You know, without a doubt. Without a doubt, the culture isn't what it quite was. And it's going to be our job, you know, to pick that up. And between Steve and myself as leaders of that, we will certainly be doing that. But again, we've got to find the players again that are going to drive that culture. It has to be driven by players. It cannot be driven by one or two people. It's got to be driven by the players. They've got to want it. We've got to find players again that have the characteristics that support that, which is going to be a little bit of that grit and determination and fight. I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Oh, are they motivated by something that's not good for the whole team here? Do they want to be a part of this? Shots fired. Kyrie, get your ass together. And they're over a barrel. He can sign the player option if he chooses, as Sean Marks noted. But there's a lot of bad decisions, and pretty much all of them end with you signing Kyrie Irving to a 5-year deal right now. Like, they pretty much all end up there. Like, you try to go the choose-your-own-adventure, and then you end up, you know, when there's, like, the flow chart, and you just end up at the same spot no matter what the flow is? Like, whatever part of the flow chart you decide, it just ends up with signing Kyrie to a max. 5 years. You're going to do it now, or you're going to do it a year from now, so you're even pushing the timeline out another year. Sheesh. Also, another thing that Sean Marks had to say, I couldn't find the clip, but it was a quote on the New York Post that also gave me a little perk up. They asked him about the culture, Sean Marks. What do you think he said? You think he said it was good? Did he think he said it was good? What do you think?
Good question.
Did we take a step back? This culture is not what it used to be. It's going to be our job to pick that up. Between Steve Nash and myself as the leaders of that, we'll be doing that. We've got to find players that'll drive the culture. It has to be driven by players. It cannot be driven by one or two people, aka me and Steve Nash. It has to be driven by the players. They've got to want it. We've got to find players that have the characteristics to support that, which is going to be grit, determination, and fight. Folks, do they want to be part of this? Are they motivated by something that's not good for the team? We need to build a culture. Culture has taken a step back. Can't be driven by me and Steve. Needs to be driven by players. All of these things. Do you see where we're going? He also mentioned that because they have huge contracts on the books, that the roster will be, and I quote, a revolving door. Sir, let me ask you. Truthfully, and I wish I was there, how do you build an elite culture if your roster is a revolving door? How do guys buy in to being a part of something greater than themselves if they don't even know how long they're going to be somewhere there for? We'll move on from this. So much to unpack. I also want to know what the f*** happened with James Harden. What's happening with him? All right. This is what he has to say about Harden.
It's a two-way street. Whenever you bring a player in here to any organization or anybody for that matter, not even a player, and it's not a fit, you know, you have to look in the mirror and you have to say, okay, what could we have done differently? You know, the onboarding piece is easy, right? Everybody can say, hey, look, come here, I can sell this, that, and that. It's the offboarding piece. That's where you've got to make sure, well, why? Did I debrief on this? Did I really debate? Did I really do everything I could? Did we as an organization do everything we could for not only James, for everybody that comes through those doors? So it's a good point for us to reflect on it. But again, I think when players' minds are made up and James's mind is made up, you know, I think it's also foolish to try and change their minds to that extent too. Like, you know, if it's not a fit and you're paying a guy $30+ million, and it doesn't work, you have to make a decision. And, you know, I think that's something that we did. We pivoted quickly, moved, and we weren't stuck trying to figure out decisions and what could have been. And what, you know, it's time to move on from that perspective.
How important was it for the organization to reconnect with the fan base in that way and get that support through the year?
Absolutely incredible. You guys have all been in Barclays. You know what it sounds like, and you know the energy that's in that building. And to have, to be quite frank, to have been here 6 years and to see sort of where it's come and to see it continue to grow.
You pivoted fast. You got rid of his ass. Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? Culture. Guys don't want to be here. What are we doing to cause guys to get turned off so much that they were just here and now they're forcing their way out? Then he told, The Athletic earlier, it's just a feeling. It's a feeling of when you know this is not working. When it's on the court, off the court, for a variety of different circumstances, I give James credit for telling us, being open, upfront, and honest. I don't want to be here anymore. This motherfucker Kyrie Irving is crazy. He won't get vaccinated. I have to play all the minutes. My fat ass is not in shape for this. The whole tenor of this presser was just like, we want to make people be here. James Harden didn't want to be here. Veiled jabs at Kyrie and, by the way, Ben Simmons, who isn't playing basketball and making $30 million. Lots of shots fired here. Team Honestly, to me, show. This is a show. I look back and I sit back in my seat and I'm trying to be as open-minded and as optimistic and as pushing P as I can. There's too many things going on. There's just too many things, extra things that make it roadblocks for this team to win. And then now you need to figure out. You're going to pay Kyrie max contract. He's injury prone. We don't even talk about his walkabouts anymore. Like the walkabouts, just like an issue that just has fallen off the ledger because it's a COVID thing. Like, no, he took a leave of absence without asking the team and decided, I'll come back whenever I want. He was not playing when the James Harden trade went down. He was going to his sister's birthday party, getting suspensions, not wearing masks. I love Kai. I love his game. I just want to say, for the record, I love Kyrie Irving. I'm a big Kyrie Irving fan. Damn it, does he make it hard to be in his camp? And I know how bosses are. I know how employees and employer relationships go down. It doesn't take much for them to say, should we maybe go a different direction? I don't know. Doesn't matter how talented you are, but they'll say, like, you're a great talent on the floor, but all the off-the-court stuff, Kyrie, we just need to worry about, are you really committed to being here? This conversation's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to lead to Kyrie Irving getting the max, but I'm telling you, they're not happy about it. Drama, 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 and I don't think they become, if you take a bet on the Nets, on them being a favorite to win the title again, after everything that went down, you're an idiot. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.